Hey, fashionpreneur, I want to invite you to the TFA Elite Society. For the first time ever, the Fashionpreneur Academy is offering a very low-cost monthly subscription to attain access to our valuable fashion business education. This is the only place that you can get this, and I'm so excited to share it with you guys. Our community is only growing. With over 48,000 launches and multiple million-dollar success stories, it's time for us to scale even further and watch more success happen. Within the TFA Elite Society, you will receive one new curriculum every single month. This curriculum is not limited to just fashion design or wholesale buying. But if you want to understand marketing and selling, that is how you're going to scale and profit. So we're going to cover it all. You're also going to get access to two live Q&A masterclasses every single month. So that's three classes total every single month. What I'm most excited about are our TFA Elite Secret Events. We are going to have access-only events for our members, guys. We are hosting some super lit networking events where your favorites within the game will be present, classes, live conversations, and more. This is where the community is going to be built, so you guys have to be there. Also, guys, you're going to get 20% off all Fashionpreneur events and shop fashionpreneur.com products and purchases that you may get. So, guys, make sure you register right now and learn more about the society at thefashionpreneuracademy.com/TFA Elite Society. I'll see you in the society. Hey, fashionpreneurs. Welcome back to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I hope you guys had a great holiday, beyond awesome. I went back home. I really went to Philly. I did go to Baltimore for like one day where I'm originally from, but my family's in Philly, so I spent most of my time there. It was so good to see my nephew and just spend time with the fam. It was so good. So I hope you guys had a good time. So I actually came back to LA, and I was so sad. Prior to me coming back, I was still working from Philly over the holiday, and I was calling one of my great team members. This person has a lead position within my company and has been with me for years. And I felt like we were kind of transitioning. And I'm going to be really transparent with you guys today. Like, me and this staff member, I love all of my staff members, but I see that a lot of business owners can sometimes get too close to their staff and they build relationships and friendships. I've even seen this at my previous 9-to-5. I had a regional manager, and I know that she was really close to some employees and they would hang out. And she always moved with professionalism, but I think that there has to be a thin line. And me and this particular person, who I love so much, we got super close, and we weren't necessarily friends, but we had a true, genuine bond that was like a sisterhood. And this was somebody that, you know, confided in me. I've done the same. We built a really nurtured sisterhood. And guys, you're sometimes with your employees and your team members, you're at work more than you are at home. Like, you guys ever hear people make the joke about having like a work wife and a work husband, work sisters, work brothers? We spend so much time together and we're growing together like a family. So it's hard to restrain sometimes, but I learned early in 2021, early in the year, the importance of setting those restraints. So I had to go back to this staff member and all of my staff members and really lay the law down about how I'm going to be pulling back from certain things. And like I said, I wasn't ever friends with any of my previous staff members or any current staff members. I don't consider us like friends, but I have seen us confide, and I've been like more of a mentor and them mentees, and sometimes they even mentor me, and it goes beyond work. And it's very important, guys, that you set those limitations. So long story short, my team member gave me 2 weeks notice, and I felt it was coming. I felt like I was coming down hard and laying down the law, being the CEO for the past few months, really, really diligently. Like, I've always been the CEO, but I've been really holding standard expectation, going back to the handbook, to the record, hiring an HR team. Like, I've been really going into the season that I'm praying for. And I'm like, you know what, God, I'm asking you to take me into new territory. I'm asking you to release new talent to me. I need to show up as the best CEO and not as the home girl, so that my staff can know how to respect me. I can know how to respect them, and we can grow professionally. Yeah, we're going to have fun. We'll do some team events. We'll do some team hikes here and there. But the goal is to make sure that these businesses are growing and scaling, God, that you've blessed me with. And I want to make sure I have the right people in place for that to happen. So anyway, rewind. We had this call while I was home, and she gave me 2 weeks notice, and I felt like it was coming. I kind of knew, because I had definitely been laying down the law a lot. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's really happening. What's so crazy, y'all? I want y'all to understand how I was in agreement with God, and this team member was in agreement, because I felt like I could see in her morale. I could see in just certain conversations. I was like, something's not right. Like, the zhuzh is off. Our energy isn't like in agreement how it used to be. And how can it be? Because we're changing. We're both growing, right? And I mean, if you're growing towards the same goal, then you can be in sync. And sometimes you're growing towards the same goal and you're not in sync. And I'm like, dang, this is like, you know, my family. I don't know what's going on, but I decided on my own, and literally, I just made the decision, like, you know what, on this particular day, I'm going to have a conversation with this person and see where their head is, see how they're feeling, boom, boom, boom. Guys, literally, this team member gave 2 weeks notice, and their last day is scheduled for the day that I plan to talk to them about their future. And if, you know, they felt like things were a great fit for them anymore. I felt exactly what this person was feeling. And I had prayed, because I love this person so dearly. Like, this person is so dear, and I love all of my team members, but it's very important not to show favoritism. And it's very important, like I said, to lead like a CEO. So I had to put certain restraints in place and certain boundaries. And when, you know, I got that notice, I was like, okay, you know, I am excited for your growth. I'm excited for our growth. And honestly, I felt it was coming. I wanted to talk to you about it anyway. So when I got back to LA, we had a meeting, kind of like an exit interview. We went over everything I needed. And this person shared with me the new company they're going to. And I'm so excited for them, because it's so in line with their dreams. And I was like, ah, I'm so happy. And we shed so many tears, y'all, because we had an honest conversation. And whenever I have team members that are super valuable, which all my team members are valuable, but anyone that's been with me over a year, I like to make sure we have a really detailed exit interview. And anytime any of my team leaves me or a big transition happens, I have to look at myself and say, what could I do differently? How can I grow? So we were able to give each other feedback. And this person gave me such great feedback. And we were so in sync. Like, this person was like, you know, Jess, I really don't want you to, you know, build too personal relationships with your team. You know, make sure that you're setting expectations, but don't make any promises. Like, I mean, just so much good advice, y'all. So much good sound advice. Gave a lot of glory to the growth that I've, you know, definitely transpired through. We both talked about how much we've grown together. It was so many tears. This person was like, look, when I turn in keys on Friday, just don't even look at me. Just take the keys so I can walk out. Because she's like, I'm going to be in tears. And I'm like, I am too. But y'all, it is so important. So I wanted to give y'all some tips today on transitioning within your staff members, transitioning and knowing when it's time for a new season within your business. And I know a lot of people that listen to this podcast are emerging and aspiring fashionpreneurs that haven't launched yet, or they're just starting out. And you guys sometimes count yourselves out and think, oh, I'm not ready for staff. I'm not ready for a team member. I'm not ready for an intern. You need help. You need young, innovative talent. The team member that's leaving me is in their late 20s. We actually joked about the fact that we need some younger folks in here. And this person's still extremely young. But when we're talking about building a brand that is attracting to Generation Z, we got to get some Generation Z contributors in here. We got to get some diversified team members, some more diversified designers. I've been the only designer on my team for a while now, and I'm so excited to be bringing on designers, bringing on creatives, bringing on contributors. And that's the space we're in. So I learned a lot about understanding when an employee is maxing out, I think that is something. So I'm going to talk about maxing out your employees or your team members within a position. What I mean by maxing out is maximizing them before you bring on more people. So knowing how many people is enough, and knowing when you got too many people in these seats and you're just literally wasting money. So I think that's important. So we're going to go over that. I want to talk about relationships, protection of your business, and definitely paying these people. So how to protect your business when you have staff members, and then how to pay them. So let's get into it. So one thing that this amazing team member, I should have did this episode like with this person so they could really talk to y'all, but we're literally in this right now. So maybe in the near future when my good, amazing team member is just thriving in their new career, maybe they'll come back and we can actually share more together. But one thing that we discussed in our exit interview, well, prior to that, actually, we talked about maximizing positions. And I actually had a call with my good friend, Tiffany Gillespie. Shout out to Tiff. I love you, Tiff. Y'all, Tiff on Instagram is I Build Businesses. And that is literally what she does. Me and Tiff met because we had the same business coach like 7 years ago named Raven. Hey, Ray. And I still call Raven and I still talk to Tiffany all the time. That's my girl. And we had a conversation one day. I went to Tiff and I was like, Tiff, I'm feeling overwhelmed. I feel like I'm not maximizing my team. I feel like I got too many people and I'm still doing too much. What am I doing wrong? And we went over positions and we went over like just how to streamline. That was back in October. Literally, I had to send her a gift because it changed everything for me. I had an emergency meeting with my staff, delegated. I took on the hat of wearing the hat of being more of a training guide. So I spent the entire November training my staff. I spent the entire October training my staff so that they could be held accountable fully in their positions by December of 2021. So I was able to do that. Everybody was hearing directly from the CEO instead of someone else. So everyone knew what they had to do. I was able to put these things in place and literally things began to grow in the right direction where I felt like I was still a workaholic, but I had more freedom. I had each person in place to delegate to for anything I needed. For design, I hired a product development team member that's been amazing. Bought this person on. If I have anything design related, it's for them to go pick up the fabrics, go pick up the notions, manage the product development process and so forth. Then I have someone dedicated for marketing. This person for marketing does all our email blasts, texts, posts on social media, engagement. That's their thing. They also assist me on all photo shoots, create content. Then I have a whole separate company where I have an assistant. I literally lay down the law. Guys, if you're running multiple businesses, sometimes you might be running literally multiple businesses out of your house. You also might be focused on one business. You might be focused only on your boutique right now, but you might be the person that's focused on your boutique and you're over here buying property and real estate. You might have multiple people. I encourage you to keep your businesses separate. That is one thing I had to learn. And I learned that prior to my exit interview with my team member. So I was like, you know what? Effective immediately when I had this emergency meeting, you know, team member A, you don't work at this company that's housed in this office. Because of that, you now work from home. That's it. This person was like, oh my gosh, awesome. Like, you're coming into a space that isn't necessary for you to work in. So if you guys are running multiple businesses in your office right now, in your home, wherever it is, and you got different people for different companies, if you got this one assistant, let's say you got a boutique and you got this one person that is assisting you with like writing an ebook or writing a guide because you've become so experienced and having a boutique, that person, do they technically work for the boutique? Are you starting a separate entity? Ask yourself these questions and keep your businesses separate. Those team members don't need to commingle. Now, maximize your teams, y'all. I think sometimes we're scared to put a certain amount of work on our team members. I myself used to be very fearful. Like, I don't want to put too much on anyone. So I would keep it for me to do. And then I was the one working from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. It made no sense. It was just literally feeling congested with work. And I don't want to feel that way. And I was like, why do I have like four team members, but I'm still slaving and everybody else is off at 5 o'clock for the most part. And I realized, okay, I need to maximize my team more and delegate more and give them more responsibility what can be done in 40 hours. I want to maximize those 40 hours until it's fully maxed out. So give your team members responsibilities that they qualify for. Also, I know sometimes, guys, you might be the CEO, the designer, the buyer, the marketing team. You can't do everything. In the beginning, when you're first hustling, starting out, you're going to be doing a lot of it. But get in the mindset of trusting others now. If you bring on talent on your team, I'm telling you, it will change your entire life. I encourage you to get talented people on your team. It will change things. If you are somebody like me, I'm 30. I'm considered old in the fashion industry, believe it or not. I need those 18-year-olds, those 19-year-olds, those 16-year-olds, those 20-somethings. First of all, those people, young people need us. So I enjoy the mentorship. That's my favorite part of being a CEO, is the leadership and the mentorship to these young creatives that are becoming young entrepreneurs when they leave my organizations that we're helping build together. Now, when you put responsibility on that young person, they're learning, they're growing. They're learning how to be an adult in this crazy world. You're helping them. You're giving them real skills for life. It's invaluable what you're doing, honestly. Now, what I mean by maximizing people, guys, is like I said, put as much on their plate as they can handle without feeling overwhelmed and with them remaining good at all the tasks they have. Now, if I were you, there are certain people that I would consider hiring as interns or talent right away. Consider someone that might be virtual that does marketing. They schedule all your emails. They do all your text marketing for you. They follow up with customers via phone. Anything market related. They post on the social media. I would hire a contractor to do that. I wouldn't necessarily bring them on as an employee. I would have a contractor for that. Boom. Then I would have somebody that serves as kind of like a direct assistant that does all things for the company. They might be the person that does shipping, fulfillment, customer support on the email, and so forth. And then you as the CEO, you're managing all these people. You're managing logistics. You're making sure these people get paid on the right day. Your assistant can help you find models for photo shoots, find locations, but you're the one that's making the payments for them. Now, as you grow, that assistant is probably going to grow into more of a manager, and they're going to start managing a fulfillment person. They're going to start managing and communicating directly with the marketing team. That is so valuable. And I do think that you guys are also going to want to consider having some type of contractor that runs your Facebook ads or digital marketing. Even if it's not Facebook ads, Pinterest, TikTok, YouTube, you need someone fully dedicated to that. And it could be the same person as doing your emails and texts, but I doubt it. It's rare that it's the same person. And if it is, it's going to cost you a pretty penny. I usually hire agencies to do my ads and, you know, my TikTok ads and Pinterest ads, all that. The digital platform marketing, I hire someone for that. And then I keep my person that is the contractor that just does like my emails, texts, make sure they coincide, promotes the sales, things like that. And then, like I said, I have the team that we hire that more so is a agency that does more of our digital marketing outside of our website and outside of our email and text list. So they go beyond our subscribers. I kind of limit my current marketing person to the subscribers, if that makes sense. Also, that person helps me with photo shoots. My assistant that's going to be shipping orders and fulfilling, I don't really need that person to help with photo shoots. I need them to maximize relating to our customers, keeping on track with our customers, keeping on top of our returns, keeping on top of our exchanges. I need them there. So I want to maximize them there. They're going to be creating systems to make their job easier. If they're noticing fulfillment is a challenge, they're going to create systems to make fulfillment easier. That is what it's about, y'all. That is what it's about. So I highly encourage that. All right. So maximize your team. Now, relationships. These are going to be people that are usually younger than you, sometimes older than you, but you're going to be learning from them and they're going to be learning from you. Real life experiences are going to teach. And it's very important that you remain a mentor, but you set boundaries. These are not your friends. One thing I have never done, I'm not about to go get lit with my team. I'm not about to take them to the club with me. I'm not about to take them here. I don't do that. I've seen people do it. That's not what we do. We might have a team outing where we go eat together, but it's to support the team. It's a professional outing. I don't play those games. I've seen people go hang out with their staff and take them on vacation for the weekend, and now they lit, drunk, partying, whatever they do, that's what they're doing. That's not my vibe. Not at all. Have boundaries. Do not build personal friendships with your team members. It's the worst thing you can do. It never works out. It never works out. Don't forget to restrict the boundaries in relationships, y'all. Make sure you protect your businesses. These people are going to have access to your logins, your Shopify, your Instagrams. They can post whatever on Instagram. Make sure that you have a human resources team that is creating policies, or you have some contracts that have been created by an attorney that is going to protect all of your intellectual property. It's going to protect all of your passwords. It's going to protect your business. Also, put some softwares in place that will protect your business. I have a great software that I use through Shopify. It's called Gorgias, G-O-R-J-I-A-S, I believe. And Gorgias is like a one-stop shop. It's like a great database platform, rather, where your emails, your direct messages, your posts on Facebook and Instagram, all of it's integrated in. You can even set up what's called macros, which are like draft emails. It's really dope. And pretty much, instead of giving your team members like all these different passwords and logins to your email, your Instagram, having an Instagram on their phone and so forth, you can do all this through Gorgias. So I think that's important. Purchase a iPad for the company that is only available to be used within the company. If you're going to allow people to get on social media from their phones, you need to have a great contract in place. If you're allowing them to take home that login and that database, that is powerful. That is powerful. You have to have a contract in place that's going to protect you. So make sure that you have definitely protected. I like Gorgias because you don't have to have my logins or passwords to anything. I could also limit your access as a user, so you don't have admin access, any of that. So I like that. So protect your businesses, y'all. I have had a team member that actually left my company years ago. And when they left, they were starting their own company. And they were starting a company that would be a competitor of one of my companies I had at the time. And I was like, oh, this is so dope. I was so excited. I loved this person. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so dope. I would love to, you know, I'm not going to be operating my company, you know, so I would love to refer you to all of my contacts and, you know, you can use and operate for those students that want to use that service that I'm not offering anymore. I think it would be great for you to, you know, be able to take all my referrals, like do it. And this person's like, yeah, let's do it. This person had already decided in their mind that they were going to take my contacts before we even had this conversation. And I wasn't surprised by that. Like, that seems like the direction this person was considering going in. But before I realized that, I said, you know, I would love to set up a contract and be maybe a client of yours that we can send some of our people your way. This person sent me my own contract for me to sign. And I was like, wait, what? That's when I realized, like, hold on. What was your whole MO with this whole thing? Like, what were you planning to do? Guys, make sure you're protecting your business. Make sure you have non-disclosures. And I had all those things in place. This person just literally made no sense. Even when I asked them about it, they were like, I just didn't think you have a problem with it. Like, you were literally about to steal my business. That's what you were doing, and you didn't think I would have a problem with it. So I had to make sure I had certain things in place to protect myself. And that was like almost 2 years ago, I want to say, but that blew my mind. And to see capabilities, it requires me to do certain things and wear certain hats. And you have to protect yourself and be mindful of who you're hiring, and be mindful of listening to people. I did an interview yesterday to fulfill the position for my team member that's leaving soon. And this interview was so... This person was cursing in the interview. They were 15 minutes late. They kept saying like, yeah, girl, at the end of the conversation, like we're friends. I was like, this is so unprofessional. This person had nothing to take notes with. I mean, didn't check out or research the brand prior to coming in. I was just blown away with how awful it was. And the first question, I said, you have any questions? Their only questions were in regards to pay. That is not someone you would hire. But I have seen people hire people that come in unprepared and then act surprised with the outcome. I think sometimes we can feel desperate. I could have been in a place of desperation, like, oh my gosh, it's the end of the year. I got to have somebody in this position. I got to get help now. Let me just fulfill the position now. And then I will be settling for less when God has more. And God has something else for that person, right? It's going to be something that that person's passionate about, and they'll be prepared for that opportunity. But I know that God has a plan, and I know the transition is going to be so powerful. So yeah, guys, make sure you are paying people properly. Make sure that if you have contractors, they're not doing employee work. If you have contractors doing employee work, they can sue you. They can get unemployment. They do qualify. So it's very important that you keep your contractors as contractors, i.e., which is why I keep telling you guys, separate your companies. If you have contractors that are doing certain things, that contractors cannot be required to clock in and out. They cannot be required to have to be in the office at a certain time of day every day. They have to have their own flow and their own movement. And that is what you have to allow for your contractor. So be mindful of that. Once you start saying, I need you in at 9 o'clock to ship orders, that's not a contractor anymore. That's an employee. So that can get very, very cloudy. So make sure you guys are doing that properly, and you're paying your contractors fairly, and you're paying your team members. Look up minimum wage, add a couple of dollars. Make sure you're giving bonuses when people are working hard. Make sure you're doing mileage reimbursement when people are spending their hard-earned money on their gas, when gas is just in flux like crazy right now, and they're going to take your packages to the post office while you're chilling. Pay people fairly. You want to be treated fairly. I see a lot of people not take care of their people. Take care of your people, y'all. The reason that I've had a few team members that have transitioned with so much joy and so much love. I've had a couple transition where it was just not the best fit. And when they left, it wasn't as joyous and happy. But I got to always look at myself and say, what could I have done differently in this situation? Let me speak to this person and see how they feel so I can know how to better take care of my team members. What did I do right? What were my wins? What were my L's? What did I learn? So I think that was most important for me. So yeah, I wanted to share that with you guys. I wanted to let you know that we're all so happy about the transitions. We have these new position openings, and we're excited to bring on people right at the right time. It's the end of the year. So we have the whole month of December to train these team members, to source the right team members, take our time with getting them in the doors, getting them trained December, January, and February so that they can hit our busy season of March with the ground running. So I'm really excited to see the transitions, because I prayed for God to give me the strength and the words to provide me with the words to give and deliver to this team member, because I noticed that, you know, it's not right. Something's not right. And I have to deliver this conversation. And I knew that it could change the entire trajectory of our relationship. So I asked God, I said, God, it's been a crazy year. Please do this with ease. Please do it with ease. So when this person had given me notice, I'm like, God, you just did something with ease that I wasn't sure about. You just gave clarity. So I took that prayer and I literally just broke down to my knees and was just thanking God. So I know that with us being in agreement on what the last day was, or not even last day, but what I thought was going to be the day of kind of conversing about, you know, what this person's future looked like, it's still that day. It's still happening that day with that. It's a transitional day. And that's how it felt so good to know that we were both in agreement with God's plan. And I'm so excited, because I know that whenever God has, you know, transitioned anyone within my team, they're bringing in more people that are going to be blessed, more talent, more creatives. I've learned so much, y'all, so much. And I'm so excited to just continue to grow our companies and max out people. Build relationships that are professional, with boundaries, protect my businesses and have certain logistics in place for protection, such as HR, softwares like Gorgeous, where it's only one login instead of you having 50 logins and you can wipe me out when you get mad, and make sure I pay my people fairly so that they can see their value and worth. I think that's so powerful. I have a team member that's an assistant. And one of my assistants, when I made them the offer, they were like, wait, what? You offering me how much? And I'm like, this is what you deserve. You work hard. And now this person sees how much they work. They work hard. And it's not cheap living in California. It's not cheap trying to take care of yourself as a college student. So make sure you take care of these people that are investing in you to educate them. They're looking at you as a mentor and guide. Take care of your people. But yeah, I'm really excited about the transitions coming. I encourage you to know that it's never too soon to ask for help. Look out for interns. Look out for talent. Go to those local community colleges. Go to local high schools. Find young talent. Find the people that need you. Find those innovators. And find the person that is a little more mature and has a little bit of experience. find people that can come in and take things off your plate. Don't be scared to let go of the ropes a little bit and let people step in, and trust your team. Let them know they're valuable and you need them. All right, y'all. I hope that this helped you guys so much. And I also wanted to remind you guys to check out shopfashionpreneur.com. We have so many new things there. We have our 2022 manufacturing list, which has a list of all types of pattern makers, cut and sew teams, fabric suppliers, notions. We also have a 2022 wholesale vendors list. It includes all types of wholesale vendors, from women's wear, kids wear, active wear, plus size, accessories. Every person you need is on that list, so check it out. We also have our new Fashionpreneur planner for 2022, which I'm most excited about. I can't even lie. We got our Fashionpreneur diary. We got our bags still. We got so much going on over there. So check out shopfashionpreneur.com. And I also wanted to remind you guys to check out everything we offer at thefashionpreneuracademy.com. We still have our 90-day intensive reloaded course. So guys, make sure that you check that out. Read the description below. You'll see we also have our free masterclass. If you just want to learn everything about the Fashionpreneur Academy, check out the free masterclass, Boutiques versus Brands Reloaded. And I'll fill you in on everything you need to know there. And then the last thing we offer is our Elite Society membership, very low cost membership to be a part of our community. You get discounts for off of everything I just referenced. You get all types of secret access to live events and so many other things. So I hope to have you guys with us soon, and I will holla at y'all then. Have a good one, y'all.